Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Paul Nolte on the line with us. And let's see, Paul, what's your take on this? Stock futures down in early trading today ahead of quarterly earnings reports from several mega cap technology companies. What is mega cap? What does that mean?
They're over $1 trillion in market cap. So we've got the big three, and it's not the auto industry. It's Microsoft, Apple, and Google are all reporting today, and NVIDIA is kind of thrown in there as well. And so we're going to get an idea after the close as to how much in phone sales Apple has had, and how much some of the stay-at-home things have benefited Google as well as Microsoft. So it's going to be a big deal, because that really is going to set the tone, I think, for the rest of earnings season as far as the technology is concerned. And those three companies represent roughly 15% of the total market cap of the S&P 500. So it is a big deal.
Lately, earnings have been coming in better than expected, haven't they?
They have been coming in better than expected, and for the most part, we're hearing companies actually raising guidance. Not all, but a fair amount have been raising guidance as well, and that's really one of the keys to earnings season. The big joke on Wall Street that everybody knows but forgets come earnings season is companies typically, when they report earnings, talk down their earnings so that they can then go ahead and beat those earnings come next earnings season. It's unusual to see this many companies raise guidance, and I think that goes to what a lot of the companies are seeing in the economy and feeling good about the future, at least as far as it comes to, you know, the reopening and returning to an economic normal.
Any prediction on what we'll hear later this week as far as consumer spending and how that will affect the economy?
Yeah, that one's another big number, and that one, I think we're going to see some good numbers there, as a lot of the a lot of the companies and businesses are reopening and have opened, so the comparisons are going to be good from a relatively low base. Certainly, the amount of money that the government and the Federal Reserve has been pushing out will benefit. We're hearing from different retailers in their earnings season that they're seeing some good pickup in activity. So we would expect the earnings season, or the retailers specifically, to do pretty well, and spending overall to be probably above estimates at this point.
The economic data that we got last week was, as you wrote in your blog, less than stellar, right?
Yeah, and that's been the case, and it goes through cycles. So as the economy strengthens, economists tend to underestimate that strength. So they miss, they underestimate, so the economic numbers beat estimates. And then as the economy gets stronger, the economists clue into it, raise their estimates, and we see the economy maybe weaken a little bit. Still strong, but weaker than estimates. So that's really what we're looking at. Even though the numbers have been pretty good in absolute terms, it's all about how did you do versus expectations. And with the economic numbers coming in a little bit below expectations, there's a little bit of a concern that maybe peak growth, or the best growth that we're seeing in this recovery, may be behind us, and we're now working our way back to more normal long-term growth rates that are in the 2-2.5% range. The 5-6% GDP growth that we experienced in the first quarter is not sustainable for the long term.
Any prediction on what the Fed is going to be doing? Will their policy be changing much over the coming months?
I don't think so. I think the we're not going to hear much new from the Fed in their official statement. What will be interesting to hear, and it is always the highlight as far as the markets are concerned, and that's where you get the most movement out of stocks, is the press conference that follows, and Chair Powell will be doing his press conference, and I think he's going to get pressed on when does the Fed begin to stop, or not stop, but slow down the amount of purchases of Treasury and mortgage-backed securities. There's concern in the market that the Fed is pumping up housing prices by buying the mortgage-backed securities. That's a little bit of a stretch, but there isn't that issue in the market anymore of dislocations, et cetera. The markets are functioning more normally, and a lot of people are raising questions as to why does the Fed need to be involved in the financial markets anymore. We understood why March of last year, but July of this year, it doesn't make a lot of sense, save for the fact that the U.S. government is issuing a huge amount of debt, and the banking system, the normal buyers of that debt, don't have the capacity to take down all of that debt. So the Fed actually has to be involved in order to allow the debt issuance of the U.S. government to go through in decent shape.
As everybody knows, prices are up everywhere at the gas pump, the grocery store, restaurants. What's going on? Do you still say it's transitory inflation?
When you define transitory for me, I'll let you know. And that's really the key. It's, you know, it's transitory the next couple months. Is it the next year, 2 years? Do we get back to a normal? And I think what we're looking at is inflation is always here. Inflation never went away. It's the rate of inflation that we're dealing with. And so the rate of inflation has picked up from roughly 2%, 1.5% to 2%. Now we're looking at 4% to 5%. Our expectations is we get back down to a 2% inflation rate. And that pop that we're seeing now goes away, but it'll go away probably over the next 2 years, maybe a year. You know, we're seeing shipping costs go up dramatically. We're seeing a lot of the costs go up pretty dramatically here because a lot of businesses are not back fully operational, and the supply chains are not fully operational. So we're still seeing some problems. And in addition to that, we have some weather issues which are impacting crops, et cetera. And so we could see inflation be above what we would normally expect, I think probably the next year or so. And again, that'll be something that Chair Powell will be addressing, I think, in his press conference.
When you and your fellow financial advisors get together, does the word correction come up a lot or not?
That's almost a forgotten word because we have not had one since early mid last year. We've gone 157 trading days, so that's 30 weeks without at least a 5% correction. We got close Monday, but never got there. And I think, again, the markets and investors are looking at the very easy monetary policy, the federal government looking at an infrastructure bill that's going to put another trillion dollars out into the economy, and all of those things work their way into the financial markets. So I think a lot of people are looking at the policies today as being very accommodative and beneficial for stocks, because when you look around at your investment choices, there's really not a lot of choice to get any type of a return other than stocks. Mm-hmm. But over the long term, that's going to be a tough one to keep up.
Mm-hmm. Paul Nolte, Kingsview Wealth Management. Thanks, as always, Paul, for making everything understandable. We look forward to our chat again next Tuesday. And remember, everything is transitory, including us.
Over time, yes.
Have a good one.